We're back on. We are now recording, so watch the sidebars.
Thank you. All right, thank you again, Mr. Huber, Mr. Choate. Good to have you with us. Next item on the agenda is the approval of our last minutes. Is there anybody that's had an opportunity to review those and read those and have any concerns, questions?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion by Mr. Bittman to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion on the motion? All in favor, aye?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, that was an easy one. All right, we'll go to the conferences. Bob and Marilyn.
Okay, so since last time we had fall conference, overall it was a good conference. We got some really good comments back. Just so the council's aware, we had four defense counsel that came to it. They said it's the cheapest CLE in town. And so with the training committee, we have discussed that. One of the discussion items is, do we want to raise the price for defense or non-government public attorneys? In other words, you know, those that are not prosecutors. Right now we're charging them $150. Marilyn, what is it that they normally pay for their conferences? Was it $300 or $400?
$325.
Yeah.
Up to $500. So they don't even bat an eye at $150.
Right.
So that's just defense lawyers, right?
Correct.
If I'm a private practitioner and part of my private practice is prosecuting, I go under the same rate that the rest.
Correct. Yeah. If you have a contract with the city or county to prosecute, then you'd pay the $75.
Okay.
So we're wondering what the council's thoughts on that are. I mean, do we want to price the defense counsel out of coming or just simply make it more in line with what they would normally be paying anyway?
I suggest not pricing them out, but
I don't mind them coming, just make it a market.
Sure, it's, they pay their fair share. We pay dues. Mm-hmm. They don't pay dues, so they ought to maybe contribute a bit more.
Now, the only other issue that some people have raised is, any of our presenters, are they initiating trade secrets, quote unquote, that we don't want defense counsel necessarily hearing? Only, and the reason that I raised that is one of the attorneys that I worked with in Orem, he went to a defense DUI where Neely was training, and as soon as they found out a prosecutor was there, they dramatically changed the way they presented. I don't think that we necessarily do that. I don't remember going to a conference where it was don't pass this on to the defense counsel, but that was the only other issue that was raised, having the defense counsel attend.
Well, regardless, once you've done whatever it is in one case, it's going to get out.
Right.
So, I mean,
right.
It's not like...
Well, don't we have to make it available to anybody if we're going to get CLE credit?
Yes.
No.
It is
CLE. Yeah, I'm not seeing a problem with the minutes.
So I thought we decided this like 3 or 4 years ago when we decided to charge $75. I think Donna was right. Someone did the research. I thought it was Mark.
Mark did, yeah, I remember.
And I think that was what he concluded.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could increase the price, but yeah,
but
we couldn't make it exclusive.
Yeah. Right.
Does anybody know what we have that's a trade secret?
We can't tell you.
Any good attorney work?
Yeah, Chad, please.
Be ethical.
Well, you look at it this way. They're also trying to keep people from having to contribute to the surcharge too, right?
Exactly. So I guess that's my question is do we want to just leave it at 150 or do you want to raise it a little bit?
What is
ours is 75, theirs is 150. So they basically
right, no,
and
it's not, we're not looking to make any money off them.
No.
That's, yeah.
We had about 15 at spring conference.
I think we should charge about $2,000. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, I think it's whatever you guys. I mean, we find ourselves having to pay sometimes more. I think a reasonable amount that is because we contribute on an ongoing basis to how this is being funded. So,
what's the going rate for a 1 day's worth of CLE?
One day's rate?
Yeah, for what are the defense counsel paying?
For a 6 hour per day conference.
You go to some of those private civil ones, you're paying $400, $500
yeah,
bucks a day.
That's the Lorman stuff.
Yeah, some of those Lorman trainings.
Well, the bar ones seem to be a lot cheaper.
More than the bar ones.
That's what I thought he said too.
I get their emails all the time.
I get them too.
Yeah, it's not like a separate form.
I mean, Bob, why don't we say it? I don't know. I'm just throwing this out there. $100 a day? $150 a day?
Well, that's what they're paying right now. I mean, so for a one-day conference, which, you know, well, no, spring, I take that back.
It's 150 a conference.
Yeah, a conference.
So why don't we charge an hourly rate or a day rate? So if it's a 2.5 day conference, they pay, let's say, $250 or $470. I don't know, whatever it is.
I don't know. Don't let me speak for you, but I'm thinking that it would be easier bookkeeping wise if there was just a flat fee for the entire conference.
Correct.
Okay.
Thank you.
So I'm just looking for a motion.
Yeah.
So we're at $150.
We're at $150 right now.
$250.
$250 for Mr. Bittman.
We'll start the bidding at one.
Do I hear $275?
I mean, a longer conference usually costs more. Well, that's my point, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think it's unreasonable to suggest.
Well, spring is 2 days. There's only a difference of one day.
A day, and if it's a 4 or 5 day or 3 day conference, then appropriately be charged for those outside agents. I mean, I would support that.
Yeah.
But not on a per day basis, just aggregated up.
Yeah, they can't pay per day.
Yeah, but I mean, but I think the rationale is this. $150
per day.
What about when it's like with spring, Friday's just a half day? Would it be a half rate or do we don't care?
If it falls a half day, then it's a full, well, I mean, it equals out to
two. So it'd be $150, $150, and $75, whatever that is.
So, I mean, so that's what we want to do is if it's a half a day, it's half of the normal day's rate.
Yep.
No.
Not yet.
Oh, yes, yeah. That's correct. Not yet.
Okay.
So no flat fee in terms of just a conference.
All right.
So my motion, I guess, is that we charge non the swap or UPC paying entities $150 a day for an average. So $150 per day is their entrance fee. Prorated. For half days and quarter days, et cetera.
So do we just do 300? If we pay 75, they pay 300, just make it flat.
Even for 1 day?
Are we still getting charged 75 for a 1 day conference?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I don't feel strongly. I'll modify the motion however you want.
Marilyn feels strongly. Yeah, it'd be a one fee, but you'd be a uniform fee.
Yeah, I think 250
is
a good number.
They have a training coming up here in January. It's 12 hours for $400 for their members. Non-members are $500. That's what they're charging.
Lorman.
Huh?
Is that Lorman?
No,
or
that's the defense. That's
okay.
The defense bar.
So their members are four?
$395 for 12 hours.
So that's 2 days, basically?
It's, yeah, it's 2 days. It's a day. One full day and then two partial days, an evening and a morning.
Yeah, we don't want to overly complicate it, but so there is a motion on the floor. We can tell there's some strong feelings on this one.
What was the motion amount?
It was the $150 per day, depending on the length of the conference. Marilyn just said a flat fee of $250. So whatever we want to do, folks.
I can't make a motion.
Oh, I know. I would just input
so,
from staff.
So the question, there's, I think, a friendly amendment offered, whether that's what you want to accept, which is
a flat fee
of $300 or $150 a day. That's your, so that's,
I don't care, so. But that's recorded. I care.
Is that a substitute motion, I guess? That's the question.
Sure, I'll make that a substitute motion.
Okay.
Is there a second to that, I guess?
Second.
Second by Paul. Any further discussion on that motion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, $300 flat fee. Thank you.
Great. Okay, thank you. I don't know that we need to discuss it any further. I just put a little note in there so you're all aware. We did have some issues with the hotel in terms of rooms. Those of you who are at fall conference, they exercised their clause in the contract, put us in that little tiny room. It was not at all conducive. We worked that out with the hotel. It won't happen again. I don't know that. Well, UPAA is going to go back there in the spring. I'll talk about that. We budgeted 24.5. We came in just slightly under budget, so we did well on that conference. Civil conference, Kelly Wright and his committee, we appreciate the committee putting a good conference together. That one we did go over just slightly, but not too much. the county executive seminar. Again, Kelly and his group kind of spearheaded that. There were some great discussion topics. Of course, we never had enough time. John Huber was there. We appreciate him coming down. Justice reinvestment, which you guys have already talked a little bit about today, and Sixth Amendment was a big topic of discussion. SWAP and UCDA's mission statement was also discussed, and some vigorous conversation took place. We budgeted $1,500 for that. Right now, we've only spent $250, but I forgot to turn in my receipt, so it'll be a little bit more than that. So, the white-collar crime was the same time as the county executive seminar. Salt Lake County District Attorney's Office and UPC co-sponsored it, and neither of their leaders were there. We were down in St. George. But I understand that it went well. I appreciated Rich Hamp from the DA's office who co-sponsored it. And I know I've mentioned this before, but it just bears repeating, everybody knows, is the DA's office, when we co-sponsor activities or trainings with them, we can get their training facilities for free. So this was out at the Viridian Center, which is a real beautiful training center out in West Jordan. The attendance for that one was a little bit lower than what we expected when we first started planning this, but what we found out is that one of the state fraud agencies held a conference like just several weeks before this one, and we think that's what cut into our conference. But regardless, it was still a great conference. Marilyn and I went to NAPC, that is my national counterparts. We hold the conference every 2 years. We persuaded them to bring their conference, winter conference in 2017, to Zions. So there is no cost to UPC for that, just so you're all aware. NAPC does cover the entire cost, but we are bringing our national conference to our great state in a couple years, and we'll invite Washington County, if Brock is still a county attorney at the time, to come over and play host for that. But you know, anybody here would be welcome to attend that conference as well. Our upcoming conferences, human trafficking. I don't know if Greg or Marilyn wanted to mention anything about that. I haven't been as involved with that. It's January 28th and 29th at the Salt Lake County building. Did you have anything you wanted to add, Greg, or say about it?
I see the National Attorney, National Association of Attorney Generals. It's an NAAG training. It's a national training that they kind of go around the regions so that there's a travel cost associated with it. It's free. The Attorney General's office is providing lunch. But I think we're at 148 out of our cap of 150. So if you haven't signed up and you have an interest in doing so, let me know, and I'll talk to NAAG about it. So we're pretty excited about that.
Yeah, no, it should be great. NAAG is a great agency. I just sent out an email this morning. They are looking for a conference program director similar to what, like a TSRP or maybe what I do. So if you know anybody that is interested in moving to DC, or where, isn't that where NAAG is located? NAGTREE, the Training Institute, wherever it's at.
It might be Charlotte.
Yeah, maybe so. Okay, Train the Trainer is coming up February 9th through the 12th. For those of you that did not know, we did get a $16,000 grant from NHTSA and NAPC to defray the majority of the cost. We're going to cover the conference room, the facilities, rooms, and meals for the presenters, as well as the students. We've got about 18 or so in-state students that we have invited. 12 have confirmed. We're just waiting to hear back from a couple. We've opened up a couple of slots to out-of-state students. Since we're getting federal funding for this, we figured we should open it up to our fellow sisters. So we've got somebody from Washington, or two people from Washington, that I think are going to come down, and then the assistant Pottawatomi. I've been practicing that. Pottawatomi County Attorney's Office is going to be sending a representative. It's kind of last minute. We apologize for that. I appreciate those offices that are sending people. If you've got somebody that you know in your office or in your area that you want to be a trainer, that's what we're doing, is training future UPC trainers. Let us know, because we may end up having some additional room. Spring conference, of note there, this will be Laura DuPay's last time presenting. She specifically put off retiring until after spring conference. And so my question is a council, do you all want to present her with anything as a thank you? It's her last time.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that would be, I mean, she's really contributed a lot over the years, and I think that's something we benefited from, and that would do, I think, a really good job.
Okay. That doesn't need a motion, does it?
No. Just anything in particular or any ideas? You just want us to do something and...
I think if you look back the history, she's done multiple presentations over the years. I think something thanking her for her service is something, and whatever else you might think might be appropriate.
Oh, memory book would be good. Yeah.
What time is that? The clock we got for Mark.
If it's all right with you, then Marilyn and I will work on that. We'll just let you know. Maybe we can have Steve present.
Okay.
Okay. Some other highlights. Ken Wallentine is going to present on releasing a video evidence body cameras dash cam. That's becoming quite the hot topic. John Huber has agreed to speak, similar to what he shared with the county executives. So we're looking forward to that.
Plus bomb videos.
I think that's a popular request.
You're famous for exploding things.
And then Josh Player is going to do civility, and he's going to title it, or the working title right now is Through Others' Eyes. At the training committee this last fall in October, Christine brought from the membership of UPAA, remember they are our administrative assistants, they would like or wanted lawyers trained on how to deal with their staff. Apparently we've got some attorneys around the state that maybe are not quite as professional in dealing with staff, and so that was a specific request. So Josh is going to address that.
Bob, for on us. That point, I think should be included in the new prosecutor training.
Yeah,
that's where
that's
most
good
of
point.
Half of our new attorneys have to teach how to treat legal assistance.
Okay, good point.
Yeah, we'll have the basic planning meeting here in a couple months, so we'll be sure and include that in March. Okay. Anything else, Marilyn, on past conferences, future conferences?
Can I just put in a plug for the CJC conference?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot about that.
The CJC conference will be May 16th, 17th, and 18th. And we decided that we're going to have a prosecutor track for that conference so that prosecutors, and I would encourage everybody to send their prosecutors that deal with DB or child abuse, because we're going to have a track that a prosecutor can go to something every hour that relates only to what they're doing. Because we've had some feedback from prosecutors that this is a great conference, but I would like something more specific to my job. So we are going to do a track. We're going to do we have some great stuff planned for those prosecutors that come. So please send your prosecutors
to the CJC conference.
Really make an effort to make it more prosecutor-oriented.
He's number 9.
Yeah, okay. All right. Did you want to go through?
Sorry. And then under the tab, let's see, it just has the rest of the year's conferences. So I appreciate Donna bringing that up. UPAA will be in June. Christine will talk about that. OOMPA is August 4th and 5th at Ruby's Inn. Then we've got BASIC again in August. As always, we're looking for your new prosecutors. And then fall is going to be,
Fall conference, we were waiting to hear from the courts.
Yeah, so we'll come back to that. We'll let Steve address fall. And, civil currently is set for October 19th to 21st. But based on...
He reaffirmed that today, though, in SWAB.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the county district attorneys is November 10th and 11th. So that's the training for the year. So anybody have any questions about?
What page is that?
Oh, sorry. It is on tab C. It's the training. The year training schedule is the first one after tab C. So yeah, we've got the human trafficking, train the trainer spring. Oh, and then the regional legislative updates. That will just be in April and May. Donna and Tyson and I will once again do the traveling show around the state, coming to your county, city near you.
Okay. All right. Ron's going to ask to leave, so we're going to go ahead and jump down to item number 9 and let him, and then we'll resume back to our regular agenda. Ron.
Thank you. Just a quick note about PIM stuff. PIM support PIM support is diminishing a little bit. Still do some every week. A little bit, but it's not nearly as much. So I've been spending a lot more of my time updating, fixing doing the website, doing some electronic alternatives, trying to go paperless as much as we can. that end, I've been working on registration. And there's, this is just an example of what it looks like. Let me just pass them around each direction. And anyway, there's basically, it's going to be online. You'll go online, and as you, when you submit the registration, it'll give you, it'll record it immediately in the database. It'll immediately give you feedback as how much CLE you earned on that day, you know, for that conference. We don't know yet whether it'll send you an email with your certificate or just let you download it, or maybe both. So I'm working on that. Also a way to, as you attend conference, you just swipe a little card that we send to you or give or email to you that you just have a barcode or something on it. You do that under a reader that we have at the registration desk. It'll register you for the conference, mark it in the database, and so that'll kind of make registration a little quicker. You just swipe and go in. So working on some things like that. I've moved all of our databases that we use, the conference management stuff and everything else, up to a server that's on the Capitol. It's a free database, so it comes with the website. It makes it a lot cheaper to use. Plus, they do backup, and I don't have to worry about if we lose the data or not, because we're keeping the database in on a computer only I can back up. So just to make it simple. So kind of working on a lot of those electronic and paperless initiatives to help us be a little bit more efficient.
Do you have a timeline for the death of PIMS?
Correct me if I'm wrong, Bob. My understanding was that as long as it will run on the software and hardware that you have and that I'm around, we'll support it.
Correct, yeah.
Okay.
That was kind of what I think the council said that a while back, is that I'll continue to support it as long as it will work on the hardware and software that's available. It's an older piece of software now, and if Microsoft or whoever decides that they're not going to let Java run or something else changes that it won't run the new stuff, but if you don't get the new stuff, it'll still run. So as it is, it'll continue to work as long as you've got it. But I have no plans to retire for at least 3 years, so. And maybe not after that. I don't know if I'll ever retire. But anyway, so that's kind of where we're going. PIMS will stick. I'll support it as long as I'm around.
If you had a guess, how long would you say that would be? I
would continue. I'm guessing 5 years for myself. As far as PIMS, I'm thinking it already. I've checked it on Windows 10. Seems to work okay on that. So that's the next generation. I don't know how long it's going to be before they come up with something else. I don't think they'll break it. I really don't think the Windows operating system will break the code unless they shut off the ability to use Java. Because PIMS is built on a Java background, and there are some security concerns about that people have voiced, but it's never been enough of an issue that they've actually shut it off. And if they do, that would impact it. But I don't think that'll be before 5 years.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anything else or any
questions for Ron?
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, we'll back up to number 5, the financial report, Bob.
Okay, at tab D, Delta, you'll see the report, but I've tried to give you the practical information here. So you can see what the surcharge income has been September, October, November of this year. December's data has not come. It typically doesn't come until the second or usually the end of the second week towards the middle of the month of the succeeding month. So I'm hoping that next week I'll get December's surcharge amount. But you can see what the surcharge receipts have been this year as compared to last year. At tab E is the adjusted budget comparison report. We have factored in the $16,000 NHTSA grant. If you're looking at it closely, we haven't yet received the November and December salary information for my staff, so that has not been put in. But based on the adjusted numbers, we look at our income is going to be approximately $1,041,000 and some change, and our expenses are anticipated to be coming under that. Certainly if the surcharge goes up, you know, the income will be higher, but I think that we should be well within our budget. Any questions on the finances?
You said there was some numbers you haven't plugged in yet?
Right, the salary information.
Expenses as of November and December.
All right, any other questions on the financials part? All right. I will go ahead and jump into the training committee report. We met last October in Moab. We have two new members. We have Rich Hamp, who is the training director, or whatever you call him, head honcho trainer for the Salt Lake DA's office. And also Janice McConus, with the AG's office. And it was great to have them with us. We reviewed the evaluations. We're still receiving really high marks. It's always interesting to read the comments, because on the same topics where someone gives us a great compliment, someone else gives us a great not compliment, saying that it was terrible. But so we can't please everyone, but the evaluations are still good. So we felt good about that. We are working in conjunction with the SLDA's new training program. They were very complimentary to the cooperation that they've received from UPC. Donna received very high marks with regard to working with them specifically on the sexual violence and the domestic violence training. So, and we look forward to continuing that. I mean, that'll be great, and we can get some niche training in there. Just to let you know kind of what the process is, obviously throughout the year we accumulate the recommendations that are on the evaluations, the course evaluations. We have people talk to offices to see what it is what topics we need to train on. And then we also do a brainstorming session. And we basically put them up on these sheets of paper and put them around the room. And by the time we get done with that, we've got more than enough information. I would say that we probably end up addressing maybe one-fourth of the ideas that we receive from outside as well as inside. But we try to address those that we can. If there's something that you think that is being glaringly missed, then I apologize, and we'll work harder at that. But anyway, it seems to be a pretty good process. Also, if there are people that you have gone to a conference and you've heard a presentation that you think is crucial or applicable, please let us know and we will include those. Spring conference, as Bob says, has been set. Let's go ahead and go to the fall conference. At first, we were going to set it in mid-September, but then we just found out about the court's training date. Marilyn, you want to talk to us a little bit about that?
Yesterday, we found out that the courts are having their conference October 5th, 6th, and 7th. And the only explanation I received was that was out of necessity. So we typically try to plan our fall conference around that.
And we missed it last year, but attendance really wasn't affected that much by it.
We had 125 in Park City.
Yeah.
But that's also UEA weekend, correct?
UEA is October 20th and 21st.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay, so Civil's going to fall
Civil
on UEA weekend.
Is
okay.
Scheduled around that.
And that kind of puts two conferences close to each other with our large fall conference and then the Civil conference. But if we want to try to reduce that conflict by having our conference when the judges have their conference, then, which is something we've always tried to do, then we'd be moving this to early October as opposed to mid-September.
The advantage of doing it with the judges has always historically been is that it kind of lets some of the smaller offices off as well, because then the judges are closing shop down.
And that's always a comment. If there's, you know, last year it was, why didn't we do it around that?
Yeah.
And we try to. Sometimes
they moved
they tell
it.
Us,
yeah.
And sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
Or sometimes they tell us one thing and do another.
Like last year they moved it.
Like last year, but.
I mean, my suggestion would be if we can mimic that their schedule as much as possible, because I know it's been beneficial to at least our sister jurisdictions and municipalities and all that stuff.
Okay. We haven't contracted yet with a hotel, because we just have been waiting to find out what those dates are, but so it's up to you.
We'll be okay with those being that close together. We'll just have to be ahead of the game.
Yeah.
Never doubt me.
We're really flexible.
We were going to do them at the same time just to see how crazy you were.
Hey, we've done that before. That was in November.
Ah.
Yeah.
Any comments, suggestions? Is everybody okay with early October then?
I just want to say thank you for all, just the UPC, for partnering up with us on the training stuff. And that's something that we want to continue to explore.
Absolutely, we do too.
We have talked about it at one of our other earlier meetings. Just for your information, one of the things that we're looking at doing from the Salt Lake County DA's office is partnering up with the NDAA and bringing in-house here to the state a conference on homicide prosecutions from a national perspective. And so we would like to maybe